This is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, filling in for Todd Cochran. Coming up, Zuckerberg follows up. Credit card signatures ending in the U.S. World's first foldable phone, a Gmail redesign, and HD vinyl. I want to welcome you to episode 1273 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, April 12th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider or PayPal.me/GeekNews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/OhanaStore. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the longtime listeners of the show, and also welcome to the new listeners to this podcast. If you're a new listener to this podcast, we'd like you to visit geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the show. There's several ways on doing so. You can subscribe via straight on geeknewscentral.com. On the website, on the right hand side, you can subscribe to the Apple Podcast, Android, email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, or via RSS feed. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can click on more subscribe options. Also, further down on the website, under that, it would be, you would like to get subscribed to the newsletter. When subscribing to the newsletter, it contains everything that's talked about on the podcast, and it goes one way. We also want you to come to the site to visit the site daily to read up on the latest content that's going on right now. As I see, a lot of content from our GNC writing team, including Andrew, who was at the wearable technology show. So there's a lot of great content that's going up from him, and a lot more content throughout the site. We'd like for you to. Sorry, I just had a little brain for a second. Sorry. Now you can reach me at if you have any comments or questions, things of that nature. You can email me at pa@geeknewscentral.com. pa@geeknewscentral.com. I don't have a Twitter account. However, you can come visit me or follow me. Follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook to search for my name. My name is spelled K-I-R-K. My last name is spelled C-O-R-L-E-S-S. You can watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV. If you have an Amazon Echo, Google Home, or Cortana device, I'm making sure my phone doesn't go off, you can say one of those keywords for either device. Just say play the podcast Geek News Central. You can listen on Stitcher and also on blueberry.com. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site written by the GNC team, New Media Show with Todd and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and Podcast Legends. This show will not be possible without our good friends over at GoDaddy, who is the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. At GoDaddy, you can get all of your products and services. Now, if you go on to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, there's various codes to purchase various products and services I mentioned a moment ago. You can save 30% on new product purchases. Get a .com for 99 cents for newer transfer. Dollar a month economy hosting with a free domain. Dollar a month managed WordPress hosting. Manage WordPress hosting for the first year with free domain. Or you have a 1 month free or 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder. Your choice of business, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. I happened to use one of these codes back in December and I want to start up my own blog. My blog is going to be all about my behind the scenes with the podcast and photos and video, things of that nature. I'm still in progress right now, and still in the works right now, but once I get things all finalized in a way I have it looking right, I'll be more than happy to share my blog out. Now, it's a great way, so do what I do. It's a great, I purchased the dollar a month managed WordPress hosting, but it's free domain, very easy to set up. I was able to put what I want in, and in the moment I'm still working on it, but it helps. It's helping. It's win-win. You're helping Todd pay his bills, insurance, mortgage, keeping the house lights on, etc. So you are. So it's win-win for helping Todd, and you're saving some money at the same time. We'd like to thank all the folks that have got one of these codes. Please share them with friends, family, people that you know. And that's at, go to geeknewcentral.com/GoDaddy. Like, thank GoDaddy for their continuous support and sponsor of the podcast. As I mentioned a moment ago, I'm filling in for Todd. Todd's down in Las Vegas for NAB. And NAB stands for National Association of Broadcasters, and that's a show down in Las Vegas they hold every year where they have keynotes and conferences and meetings, but the majority of that show for the entire week is the gear, audio equipment, video equipment, just tons of things that you can't just spend one day on. So Todd's down there. He's representing both for wearing two hats. One is press, and the other he's he's CEO for Blueberry. He's down there this week. You may have seen if you go to geeknewcentral.com, the gadget professor Don Bain is down there as well. He's doing his show all week down there. So he'll be back on the road. Well, he'll be back on Monday. On the road, it's going to be on audio, I'm filling in for him. And ironically enough, this is my first year with the podcast. I came on last April of this week, and basically what I do, for those who don't know, is I work on the show prep by gathering the articles, putting in the show notes and links, etc. Todd does his own scan, and I must say I'm having a lot of fun doing it. I'm honored, and I want to thank Todd from the bottom of my heart for allowing me the opportunity to be part of the GNC team. I was down there. I was down in with him along with Colton Clymer for CES 2018 as, running social media, keeping an eye on Facebook and YouTube and all that stuff. So it was a lot of fun, and I'm guest hosting. I was guest hosting back in February. It was a little rough. I mean, I'm still somewhat new to the podcast and being on mic. Got a couple little bobbles here and there in the beginning, the first two episodes. But I want to thank everyone for their support and their emails and Facebook posts and Slack posts. And speaking of Slack, I keep forgetting about Slack. If you want to join the Ohana in this our Slack channel, along with I'm there usually most show nights on Mondays and Thursday nights, you can go to send an email to Todd at geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, and he'll get you into the Slack channel. So, another thing, I apologize. I was going to record an episode this past Monday. However, I was sick all weekend. It was horrendous, and I wasn't feeling very well all weekend. Monday, April 9th. I have a day job, so I work as a collections representative, and I wasn't feeling very well when I got up that morning, and I left work, and I sent Todd a note or on Slack that I wasn't feeling well, and I don't think we'll be able to record an episode. So he said, "Don't worry about it, no worries, get better." So I'm better. I'm a little bit better now. So thanks for your patience. I really appreciate it. Again, thank you for Todd's support. I'm honored and privileged to be a part of this team, and I look forward to being on this team for as long as Todd will have me. All right, so that's what's going on. Again, I would love to hear from you. You know, your happiness. You know, I like to hear, you know, both one way or the other. Just send me an email. I'm more than happy to hear from you. Again, my email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com. All right, so that's what's going on with me. Again, Todd will be back on the road on Monday, and he'll be on the road. I believe he said he'll be on the road until next month. So it's all audio. Until then. All right, fantastic. All right, so in the show title, the show title, it's Facebook Palooza. So as you know, that over the past couple of days, Mark Zuckerberg has testified in both the House and Senate committee hearings, and basically we're just going to go everything that's been going on up front, get it all out of the way. So hopefully the Facebook dealings that's been going on, you know, will subside, so to speak. So first up, when Zuckerberg went to testify at both these hearings, I know, and I watched the one hearing on Tuesday where he faced 44 senators. And they ask questions from, does Facebook sell to advertisers? Is Facebook neutral? And so on and so on and so forth. Now, there's a lot of questions that a lot of senators asked that he had to get back to, that we'll have to have his words where my team will follow up. I'm not going to go over all of them. It's a lengthy list here. I'll have the link in the show notes. Where some of the questions was where he has to get back, his team has to follow up, was, for example, question about all the apps Facebook has banned for improperly sharing user information with third parties. How many times Facebook has required audits of apps to make sure improperly transferred data was deleted. How many fake accounts Facebook has removed, specific regulations that Facebook would propose for the tech industry, details on how to protect minors, whether that takes the form of a privacy bill of rights or a discussion. Exactly how Facebook systems work when you attempt to wipe your data as part of deleting your account. Again, there's a lot here. It's a long, 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 long list here. So it's really it's extensive. And he was with from the one hearing met with senators and the one hearing on Tuesday was 5 hours. I watched about 3 hours of it on C-SPAN 3, and he got grilled, tremendously. So we'll see what happens when he gets back to that. This team gets back to them. Now, speaking of, a lot of people were putting on Twitter about deleting Facebook and causing a huge uproar about getting rid of Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I'm not going to delete my account. I'm on it. I have my settings the way I want it. However, there's others that maybe there's some people that are thinking about, well, maybe I'm done with Facebook. Well, there's a good article on TheVerge.com where there is advice from a professional, and I kind of find this, I don't know if this is true or not, but a professional internet quitter. And he gives his advice on, you know, why you should quit, and ranging from if you're bored, you're lonely. So just, you know, just a few things that, some advice that he can give you, and you can take it, you know, as is or not, but okay. All right. And a lot of times when people go on Facebook, you know, is, and I kind of have to agree with, this is my own opinion, you know, is to connect with our people, find out what's going on with their lives, with their kids and their job or what have you. But a lot of folks go to Facebook for what's going on in the world. And while that may be true, it's not the sole de facto reason to go to Facebook for news. And there's an article on scripting.com where it says that Facebook isn't the answer for news on the web. And it breaks down to, breaks down that it's not the sole base for news. You have different websites you can go to on for news. Your local newspaper has a website. But this article that was written up, it's a good read on that Facebook isn't the sole answer for news on the web. And finally, in the Facebook news that's going on, this is the last of that we're going to talk about for now. There's an article on Engadget.com where Facebook stops fighting proposed California privacy law. And Facebook has announced that will stop opposing a proposed California ballot measure designed to protect the privacy of state citizens. The California Consumer Privacy Act would, if enacted, force companies to be more open about the types of data they store about folks. Naturally, the usual cadre of businesses threw money to fight the project, including Google, Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, and the aforementioned Facebook. But now, the social network, which already donated $200,000 to defeat the proposition, has said it was a civil battle to fight. So that's good. That's a good step on Facebook. And that's it for the Facebook news. Okay, that's why we wanted to get it all out of the way and out of the open. Because I think after a while, I think we're kind of Facebook retired. Where Facebook needs to get back to things, and hopefully won't hear anything soon about Facebook. If not, then we'll definitely talk about it next podcast. All right, next up. Now there's a lot of folks that that hoard things or. That just, they can't get rid of their stuff. They just can't. They're, for whatever reason, I know some people of mine have a lot of books or coins. You name it, from one subject to the other. So, on Lifehacker, there's a tip, ways where you can how to convince someone you live with get rid of the stuff. They give you some examples on. Gives you step-by-step guidance. One of the things I liked about, which is kind of cool, and this is good to offer to donate or sell the item for them. Now, I know that when I moved, and I live in Hamilton, New Jersey, when I moved, my wife and I, our family moved from an apartment, we were getting rid of a lot of things that we didn't need and what have you. So what we did was, there's a lot, the great place to go to in the, if there's one in your area, it's Salvation Army, and they take a lot of stuff. Furniture, clothes, toys, you name it. So my advice would be, if you have a lot of stuff, you know, pick out some things, you know, but donate them to a good cause like Goodwill. It's a great charity, and it'll be used by someone that will really need it. And I'll have the link in the show notes. Now, I have never had. Have you ever heard? Well, you might have seen the coverage on various websites over the past few year, past year, excuse me. But Samsung, Huawei could release a foldable smartphone this November. Why would anyone want a foldable phone is beyond me, but Samsung Mobile President DJ Ko has gone on a record to talk about the company's plans for a foldable Galaxy phone and has previously told reporters to expect a folding phone as early as this year. Now, again, Huawei could beat Samsung to it, where they said that they could release a foldable smartphone this November. So, do you really, honestly, to me personally, I don't want a foldable phone. I like my phone, but for the life of me, why would anyone? And this is only my opinion. Why would anybody want a foldable phone? But it's different, and maybe there is a market for it, but we'll see what happens later on this year or in November. Next up, Apple Music's continues to gain momentum with at 40 million subscribers. The key milestone is more than half of what Spotify has estimated, between 73 to 76 million paid subscribers. This is amazing. I don't listen to Apple Music. My big streaming music or download music, actually, that I purchase is Amazon Unlimited, which I love. But Apple's continuing to Apple Music is continuing to grow. As of its update on Wednesday, the tech company has added 2 million subscribers over the last 30 days. This beats the 5 weeks it took to grow from 36 million to 38 million. So it appears that Apple Music and Spotify are neck and neck. And with Spotify, I don't use Spotify. But apparently I may have to look into Spotify to see what they offer. I never really play with it, but if I'd like to find out from you all, what's your streaming music? Are you leaning towards Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play? Let me know. Love to hear from you. PA@geeknewscentral.com. Now, with a lot of folks, a lot of folks have credit cards: Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex. Now, how many people out there signed the back of those cards? Some people do, some people don't. But now, apparently, starting on April 13th, which is tomorrow, when this podcast is going to get released, the credit card signatures are ending in the U.S. tomorrow. Credit card signatures are about to become the thing of the past with American Express, MasterCard, Visa, and Discover. The four major U.S. credit card companies set to do away with the requirement for signatures on in-store purchases in the coming days. American Express, MasterCard, and Discover have all confirmed they'll be flipping the switch on April 13th, while Visa should be following later in the month. I don't have a signature on the back of my card. And when I try to write it, it's that really small signature line. So I write small, so it's kind of hard to fit my signature in there. So apparently it's the sign of the times, and I guess the major credit card companies are deciding to make a change. All right. Did you know? Now, I found this when I was doing the prep for articles, and I remembered this is another place where I went to when I moved. Ironically enough, when I moved, this is kind of ironic in a way. I went to this store called Princeton Record Exchange, and they have they have vinyl records still. The store is still there, and they sell vinyl records. And it's an amazing collection, classic rock, from one genre, classic rock, rock, metal, dance. That store has it's a huge store. It's been there for decades, and I go there from time to time. And they also sell DVDs and rare records you can't find anywhere. And trust me, there's some places where you can't find it online either. But when I read this, when I went to the rundown or the show prep, there is an Austria-based startup that has received a $4.8 million in funding for a new way of manufacturing records called high definition vinyl. The process, according to that link to another website, Pitchfork. The patent for which was originally filed in 2016, claims to allow for records with longer playing times, louder volume, and greater auto fidelity. This company, Rebeat Innovation, says that this new method that they're planning on, and it's coming out in 2019, where they will they'll have 30% more playing time, 30% more louder, and boast more faithful audio reproduction. There is still quite some time before HD vinyl hit shelves. So it does say, it also mentions that summer 2019, they'll see HD vinyls in the stores. If they go to that Princeton Record Exchange, I think people go towards the classic vinyl. I don't believe HD vinyl, but I could be wrong. We'll see what happens in 2019. Now, when I my wife had jury duty a couple weeks ago, I believe, and I told her about Lyft and about Uber and Lyft, excuse me. And I showed her how to do the app, and she's not really tech savvy. So I showed her how to download the app, watch the icon, the name of the driver, the name of the car, the make and model of the car, excuse me, how much it's going to be, how do you pay for it, etc. And she loved it. And, she's got it on her phone, and I showed her, gave her a walkthrough on how to do it. Everything was great, and she's a firm believer on Lyft. So thanks to me. And, of course, I have to give kudos to Todd because he recommended Lyft when I went out to Vegas. So I'm thanking. So kudos to myself, and I'm giving the hat tip to Todd for pointing me in the right direction for Lyft. Excuse me one second. So, in the news of ride sharing, Uber. Now, when you're a driver for when you're a driver for Uber, you're a freelancer. And apparently, that there was a federal ruling that Uber drivers are independent contractors, not full-time employees of the ride hailing company. There's a report out of Reuters that U.S. District Judge Michael Basin said on Wednesday that Uber does not exert enough control over drivers for its limo service, Uber Black, to be considered their employer under the Federal Labor Standards Act. The drivers work when they want to and are free to do whatever they want to, wherever they want in between rides. Excuse me, a spokesperson for Uber said the company is pleased with Judge's ruling, while a lawyer for the plaintiff said he'll appeal the ruling. To be honest, if you're going to be an employee for Uber, I guess maybe that they more, I think there's a dispute or apparently there's the lawyer for the plaintiffs who, I guess, who were discussing with, as far as Uber drivers, I guess that they're not with the insurance, with the health insurance and benefits and a work week and vacation time, what have you. I think that's where that's pointing out to, and that's where I'm mentioning in on this Verge article about that Uber strong makes a point about that they don't have benefits, overtime, etc. So I think that to me it makes sense that, you know, that that a Uber driver is independent, they make their own hours, and they can do it one day or a week or what have you. So it's so this is a first. This is a first that Uber there's a ruling on this. Okay, next up. Todd has mentioned he's a big fan of Westworld. He can't wait till it comes out. However, if you are and I am strongly, I love Hulu. They are discounting its HBO add-on just in time for Westworld. They are offering a discount. Hulu is offering a discount instead of paying $14.99 a month. Hulu subscribers can add HBO to their plan for only $4.99 a month. The discount lasts for 6 months. After that, users will have to pay the full fare again. So, I really haven't seen Westworld. I'm not a fan of it, but I love HBO for John Oliver and all the different series that's on HBO. So I might just jump on it for the other series. So if you want to jump on, if you are a Westworld fan, if you love Game of Thrones or Last Week with John Oliver and all the other shows are on HBO, and you want to, if you have Hulu, you can add it on for $4.99 a month. Good deal. In rolling on what's going on in the world of tech, there's a lineup of Vizio's 2018 TV lineup is value. And if you are in the market for a 4K TV this year, Vizio's latest lineup is filled with several compelling options. And there's a list on the site where it'll give different Vizio TVs that isn't 4K. Now, just be aware that 4K content, some channels may offer it. I believe Netflix offers 4K content. I believe Amazon Prime. But as far as the major networks are concerned, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, those networks, they're not in 4K content. However, I do believe Netflix and Amazon Prime do offer 4K content. But if you want to check out for a new 4K TV from Vizio, you do have some options. Gmail is getting a redesign, and there is a design for under the with the Google Calendar being more accessible from the Gmail web interface. And there is a link up in the show notes on The Verge that's also links with that's giving a link into Android Authority. Gmail is getting a redesign along with integrating with Calendar. And okay, now speaking of Uber, we talked about a moment ago, they're now starting to do doing annual criminal background checks on U.S. drivers, and hire a company that constantly monitors criminal arrests as it tries to do a better job of keeping riders safe. They're also including safety features in the Uber app that allows riders to call 911 in an emergency, as well as app refinements that make it easier for riders to share their whereabouts with friends or loved ones. So good on Uber on these changes and getting update, getting the background checks done more often. Todd mentioned about his Apple HomePod, his experiences, and had some kind reviews, a kind review about it. Now, apparently, the Apple HomePod has slipped under with sales have slipped under meeting expectations. And Bloomberg reports that HomePod isn't selling as well as Apple might have hoped. Apple store employees, sources close to suppliers, and industry analysts cited in the report point to multiple factors for slow sales, which include a late entrance in the market, the relatively high price, and the limited artificial intelligence capabilities of Siri on the HomePod. Well, I do know that a lot of people have Google Home. I guess with Apple coming into the home device market, I guess that will explain the slow sales. So we'll see what happens going forward. In other news, now I have an Android phone. I have a phone that's a few years old, and it's from Motorola. Now there is in Wired there is a article on how Android phones hide missed security updates from you. Now it's important that I know that Apple is has their own ecosystem and they push out the updates every year, so all Apple devices, iPhones, get them in a timely fashion. However, there was a study done by the firm Security Research Labs, where they found that they tested a firmware of 1,200 phones from more than a dozen manufacturers for every Android patch released in 2017. The devices were made by Google itself, as well as major Android makers like Samsung, Motorola. I have a Moto X, for my example, that I have, and HTC, and lesser-known Chinese-owned companies like ZTE and TCL. Their testing found that other than Google's own flagship phones like the Pixel and Pixel 2, even top-tier phone vendors sometimes claim to have patches installed that they actually lacked, and the lower-tier collection of manufacturers had a far messier record. Now, a lot of times the manufacturer, and they have to reach out to the carrier. Carrier has to do their own testing. They reach out to the manufacturer, vice versa. So there's a lot of finger-pointing. But apparently, in that study, you know, there's important to have security updates. And I've been, you know, my last update was with Android. It's latest Android update was the operating system was Android O. I'm on N. So as far as a security update, I don't think I have one recently. So always check your device to see if there's a security patch. Just keep checking it daily and often. I have to practice where I preach but it's always good just to make sure you're not downloading unfamiliar apps. The Android App Store, Android Play Store, there is they do have a security checking for any malicious apps and what have you, but as far as patches overall, you have to be aware on what's going on with that. Very shocking. Speaking of, we talked about Lyft a moment ago, spoke about Uber a moment ago, and their changes and their updates are being planned, and there's a ad here, which I'm not, just trying to pull up here, and it's not allowing me to pull it. Okay, let's see if I can get this here. All right, well, let's skip that for just a moment. We got some great deals on tap. Amazon is discounting the Ring video doorbell to $99. There's also a great deal on KindredDeals.com for a 6 terabyte external drive for $115. Link will be up in the show notes. There's a deal via Amazon Prime where you can get deals on Kindles, and this page is not going to load. Give it a couple of seconds, not going to load. And okay, Fire tablets. I have a this is Amazon Prime, so you have to have a be a Prime member. Just want to wait for, because this is running a little bit slow, and it's not okay. So you have to be on Amazon Prime for most of these deals. So there's Fire tablets, Paperwhite, there's Cloud Cam, so there's several Fire TVs, so there's a lot of good deals that's going on right now if you're an Amazon Prime member. And it's going to see if the other one loads. And it's still not loading. Okay. So, why is it not loading? Okay. Well, that's not loading, so we're going to get rid of that. All right. And finally, when I do the run through, to do the show prep, and I find stories, what's going on in the world of tech, various things going on from one end. Again, I know I'm going to say this again, one end of the spectrum to the other. But I always try to find something out of the ordinary, something to chuckle about, something to think about. There's various things going on, so they'll kind of bring a smile to your face. There's a great article on CNET where apparently, and you got to see, it's a little, not, you got to see this, it's a mummified monkey. That's right. A mummified monkey was found in a Minneapolis store. There was the store was called Dayton's. It opened up in 1902, and then it became made some store names, and then it became a Macy's before closing in March of 2017. Apparently, a shopper took a monkey with him or her, doesn't say in the article, but apparently it's been the doesn't say who, or doesn't say, oh, there was said it was teenagers, took the monkey, and apparently it's been sharing on social media, and apparently this monkey was found in one of the air ducts. And they sent the photo to the to one of the group pages, Facebook pages, and it exploded from there. So there is a mummified monkey, and there's going to be a picture of it, hiding in the one of the ducts. So there you go, a mummified monkey. something different, but there you go. All right, that's going to wrap it up for me. Again, I'm going to thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for allowing me to be a part, filling in. Thanks for allowing me to step in for Todd. He'll be back on the road on Monday. Thank you so much for all of your support by supporting the sponsor at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Another way, great way to support the show is be an insider. And that's at go to geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can donate 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 25, $50 a month. It's a great way to support the show as well. We thank all the insiders for supporting the show, and it's been awesome to, Todd appreciates it. I appreciate it, being your support. Again, my email address, get in touch with me. My email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com, pa@geeknewscentral.com. Please support a sponsor at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy or geeknewscentral.com/insider. Please follow me. Please follow me on Please follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook. Search for my name. My name is Kirk Corliss. It's spelled K-I-R-K. Last name is spelled C as in cat, O-R-L-E-S-S. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening with me, tuning into the episode. It's a little long, which I wanted to, because I want to get a lot of good stuff that's going out in the world of tech and Facebook, which has dominated the news over the past couple of weeks. Again, thanks for tuning in. Todd will be back. He'll be on the, make sure to stay on the audio feed. He will be back on Monday for another episode of the Geek News Central podcast. In the meantime, I'll talk to you all soon. Thanks a lot.